Good morning to you and to the audience that follows us every day. Have a very good morning. We begin today's briefing by extending our condolences to the family, relatives, and friends of a person who died yesterday. We're talking about an 83-year-old female patient from the municipality of Bauta in the province of Artemisa, who had been admitted for a few days with a history of diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes mellitus, cerebrovascular disease. And after 4 days of intensive care, unfortunately, she passed away yesterday, despite all the efforts of our healthcare personnel. And we convey our condolences. In our country, 1,053 patients are admitted to our hospitals. In surveillance, 41, suspected 609, and confirmed 403. In primary healthcare, a total of 3,256 people are being monitored by our health personnel. Yesterday, to detect the presence of SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19 disease, 1,972 samples were studied. As a result of their analysis by real-time PCR, 6 samples were positive for 0.3% of the samples. Thus, a total of 73,129 samples have been analyzed in Cuba, and as a result, 1,810 people have tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19 disease. That is 2.5% of the people who have been studied have tested positive for this disease. Of the 6 new cases confirmed yesterday, all are Cuban. 4 have a history of contact with previously confirmed cases. And already in Cuba's epidemic, 1,585 or 87.9% of all confirmed cases, they have a history of having had previous contact with people who were already confirmed cases. Yesterday, in one of the cases, it was not possible to determine the source of the infection, although it is being investigated. However, in all the cases of the epidemic, in 53 persons, it's not being possible to determine the source of infection, which represents 3%. One of those who were diagnosed yesterday has a history of coming from abroad. He's an individual, he's a Cuban who recently returned from Mexico, and he was under surveillance. As you will know, everybody who enters the country from abroad, whether it be Cubans or foreigners, they are placed under surveillance for a period of time. And in this case, he tested positive during this period of time. And tracking the case of the disease on the island, 7.2% of the diagnosed cases have had a source of infection abroad. This figure has been diminishing after the restrictions of entries into the country. Most of the cases diagnosed are still male, 4 of the 6 cases, that is 66.6%, and cumulatively, the male sex is also the majority, with 51.6%, with 934 patients. 2 of the 6 patients yesterday are female, for a cumulative of 876. Of the 1,816 cases diagnosed in our country, 48.3%. And now we have a very important indicator, because it also shows where we have to continue looking for cases of people with the virus in the community. 66%, that is four of yesterday's six cases, were asymptomatic. This brings the total of asymptomatic cases to 884, that is 48.8% of the people who have been diagnosed in Cuba at the time of the diagnosis were totally asymptomatic. By age groups, in the group from 20 to 39 age, three people, that is 50%, and in the 40 to 60 age group, two people, and over 60, one case. The province with the most cases was Havana, with five cases, one from El Cerro Municipality, one from Plaza, one from La Lisa, one from San Miguel del Padrón, and one from Arroyo Naranjo. And the other case diagnosed yesterday belongs to the province of Ciego de Ávila from the Bolivia Municipality. Of the 1,810 patients who have been diagnosed in our country, 403 are admitted in our hospitals. Of these, 98.2%, and this is an important indicator from the point of view of the evolution of the patients in our country, 396 patients have a stable clinical evolution. For this, much has to do with the moment of the diagnosis, the treatment given to the patient. And sometimes from the very moment they are admitted, there are times when the treatment is administered while the patient is suspect. And at the time, the patient has not tested positive yet. And this is what allows that 98.2% of the active confirmed cases to have a stable clinical evolution. To date, we have a cumulative death toll of 79 people for a lethality of 4.36%. As we always compare this indicator with the rest of the region, until 12 o'clock last night, the region of the Americas reported a fatality rate of 5.95%, with 12 countries out of the 35 that make up the region exhibiting a rate higher than the average of 5.95. They include, among others, Mexico with 9.84, Canada with 7.13, Brazil with 6.84. We have seen in Brazil a very unfavorable evolution of this disease. The United States with 5.99, and some Caribbean islands also have high lethality rates, and that is the case of Antigua and Barbuda, which has a higher rate of 12%, and the Bahamas with 11.83. Cuba, as it was reported yesterday, remains on the 14th position in terms of the lethality in the region of the Americas. As we always say, two people were evacuated and 49 people were discharged yesterday. And this is indicating a positive relationship with the number of admissions. There are many more discharges than the number that was confirmed yesterday, which was six. Of the 1,810 people who have been confirmed with the disease in our country, 1,326 have recovered, with inclusion of yesterday's 49 discharges. This means that 73.2% of the people who have been diagnosed in Cuba have had a satisfactory evolution. And as we always say, they are back into their caring lives and activities. Unfortunately, totally, we have three patients in critical condition and two in serious condition. One more in critical condition than yesterday. turning now to the migratory flow on the island, yesterday, 7 persons entered the country. Cuban residents, all crew members from a flight coming from the Dominican Republic. Practically, there are no changes in this regard. There is a total of 6,522 Cubans who reside abroad and 4,254 foreigners staying on the island. There are no changes either in the amount of people staying in rental houses, 940, predominantly in the municipalities of Santiago de Cuba, Plaza, Centro Habana, and Playa from the Havana province. The world, as the Cuban media and especially television keeps us up to date, there are 184 countries with COVID-19 cases, 4,137,193 confirmed cases, 73,688 yesterday, and 285,760 deaths, 3,516 deaths in a single day in the world, for a lethality of 6.91%. From the world, I would want to comment about the concern of international organizations, of the World Health Organization, and of its director, who have expressed their concern for the African continent, which, as you have seen the images, is one of the last to have reported cases. What is happening is that the health structures and some traditions of these countries and some internal problems that may exist make it difficult to control the disease. And already both the number of confirmed cases and the number of deaths have been increasing. Specifically in the region of the Americas, 30,751 deaths were reported yesterday for a total of 1,803,373 confirmed cases in the region of the Americas, which represents 43.59% of the total number of cases reported in the world. There were 1,933 deaths yesterday for a total of 107,250 deaths, which, as we said before, gives a lethality of 5.95%. And we would do not want to miss this opportunity, and I think last night we saw a report by Lázaro Manuel Alonso, specifically in the area of the neighborhood of Monaco in Havana, where the crowds were important yesterday. So we alert that this figure that we're giving, we give them very cautiously, so that there is not the perception that the problem is already solved. Sometimes people ask me, why are we still locked up? I think it's very important not to lower our guard, to maintain the measure of restriction, which I will not repeat because our population dominates them very well, but they are extremely necessary. And above all, the most important thing, everyone who has the opportunity to stay at home, thus who does not have to go out, so please do it. Much more those people who are in a certain age with a group of diseases that also our population is very well informed about, like high blood pressure, diabetes mellitus, heart failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, malignant tumors, that apart from our population should be as little exposed as possible, because the risk of acquiring the disease is still present. As we said earlier, we're looking for positive cases in the general population this week. We have already studied contacts of positive cases. We studied people with respiratory symptoms. The foreigners that arrive are less and less. And now we are already open since this last weekend, Monday and yesterday on Tuesday, to other groups of our population that apparently have nothing, and they apparently have no risks. We will be reporting on how much of this population group is being confirmed for the virus, because what we want is to look for COVID positive patients, and we know from the behavior of this disease, from its epidemiological characteristics and its transmission, which, as we have said, is very unusual. It has nothing to do with influenza, nor with SARS or MERS. SARS-CoV-2 has a much higher transmissibility. And we want to detect positive cases in order to hospitalize them, study their contacts, trace their contacts, put them on treatment, so that they do not have complications, and so that we can protect our population.